All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. We left off on page Kuf Chaf Ches. Page Kuf Chaf Ches towards the bottom. About seven lines up from the bottom of the page. So says the Mechaber. V'od yesh pachus. Let's remember again, we're dealing over here in the context of Kas, of anger. And speaking about the different forms of anger that exist, the different destructive forms of kas that exist. So the yesh od pachos mizeh. So there's another form of anger. Another form of anger, which is of less severity than the ones mentioned before. He goes on, what is it? V'hu shekasha lichos. It's difficult for this person. This person does not anger easily. So kasha lichos, he doesn't anger easily. It's interesting. See, he doesn't anger easily. And furthermore, when he does get angry, his anger is not destructive. Excuse me. His anger is not destructive. He says, Ella kas muat. Rather, he goes ahead. Well done. Rather, he goes ahead and he gets angry very little. Now, what he's describing over here is not angry very little in terms of, yes, frequency, but also intensity. So this is a person who gets angry infrequently, and also when he does get angry, it's very unintense. He goes on. The kamazamo, how long does he stay angry for? Rega velo yoser. So okay, it's a little bit of a hyperbolic, but just a moment and no more. So the idea is he gets angry infrequently, very low intensity anger, and duration is exceptionally short. Dainu, misha shakas misorer bo bateva, ad shegam hatvuna tisorer kinegdo. So as I said, this is interesting. So remember, we spoke about this before. What's the destructive nature of anger? We all know, because we've all experienced this. The destructive nature of anger is emotion takes over and intellect is gone. Intellect is gone, which is why we know that during times of intense anger, we could do totally irrational things. Things that we look back on and we say, doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense that I did this. And I'm a smart person, intelligent person. Okay, that's the destructive nature of anger. So when we say that this, when we're describing this individual, the godless of this person is, he gets angry infrequently, the intensity is low, and the duration is very small, is very low as well. Duration is very small. Why? Essentially, this person is able to allow his intellect to rebound relatively quickly. He's able to realize what it is that is about to unfold, and is able to allow his intellect to jump back in and take over. This is what Chazal described, this type of personality. Kasha lichos, a person who is difficult to anger, v'noach lirtzos, and easy to appease. Shibose, interestingly enough, we normally assume that when we say noach lirtzos, easily appeased, what we normally assume that means is that if I get angry and someone apologizes to me, I quickly accept the apology. What Ramchal is describing over here is lirtzos, being appeased, also means self-appeasement, right? That I'm able to go ahead and recognize, no, this is not the right derech for me, not the right thing to do. And as such, again, I self-appease. I allow my intellect to come back in, take back over and say, if I keep going down this route, it's going to be destructive. Hine zechelek tov vaday. This, of course, is a very good approach. Kitava ha'adam is ora lekas. So as well, say, he says, because this is very interesting. Kitava adam is ora lekas. So as well, say, this is very interesting. The nature of man is to get angry, right? Do you understand what a powerful statement this is? The nature of man is to get angry. We'll say, so why is the nature of man to get angry? What's the pshat with that? When we spoke about before, what's at the root of anger? We all know, because this, we'll say, you know, some things, by the way, I don't need a safer to tell me, right? I know it. What's at the root of anger? Is arrogance, is gaiva. It's gaiva, meaning I'm angry because something didn't go my way. You didn't do what I wanted you to do. You didn't say what I wanted you to say. Or even sometimes when it's self-anger, it could also be gaiva. It's also arrogance. So the idea over here is that's what it means. Teva adam, we'll say, people by nature. We are all by nature arrogant, self-centered, egocentric beings. We could work on ourselves to overcome that. But man, by definition, is egocentric and self-centered. That's not a condemnation. It's a fact. It's a fact. That's why, again, being a caring, empathic, Baal Chesed type of person, giving person, it's an avoda, because to a certain degree it goes against my very nature. So he says, Kitev Adam Israel Kas. Person's natural disposition is to get angry. And if a person finds the koach to go ahead and overcome his anger, Shafilo b'shas akas atzmo lo yivar harbe, which means, what does it mean? That means the ability to go ahead and overcome my kas so that it doesn't overtake me. Umiskabralov, Shafilo osa kas akal lo yamod bozman gogo page kufchavtes, ele yavor v'yelich. So we'll say, so here the Ramchal says, the goal is overcome your anger. Now, how do you overcome your anger? When you feel it setting in, and it does set in, do whatever you can to restore internal equilibrium as quickly as possible. Be self-aware. And understand that when I get angry, it's because I'm being arrogant, self-centered, and egocentric. And if I allow myself to fall into the grips of anger, I will do something I will regret. Because at the end of the day, it's not my intellect that is driving me now. Now it's all emotion. And when it's emotion coupled, you know, especially arrogant emotion, then unfortunately, there's no telling where this could lead. So the goal is reassert control, take back control over yourself as quickly as possible. See, he goes on, he says, Ve'ina Oli calls the Pasek, and he says, Ina Olam Miskayim Ella Bishvil Misha Bolim Piv Bishas Meriva. So he calls the Pasek Tola Eretz Al Blima, and he calls the Drasha of Chazal. So listen to this, that the world exists because of a person who goes ahead and mutes his mouth in a moment of quarreling, in a moment of meriva, in a moment of fighting. Let's say, what does that mean? That almost one of the greatest personal accomplishments is the ability to restrain yourself in a moment where you could so easily get angry and fly off the handle. Let's say, isn't that profound? One of the greatest accomplishments is to learn Shas. Right? One of the greatest accomplishments is to give away all your money to tzedakah. One of the greatest accomplishments in life is the ability to restrain yourself at a time where maybe you even have a right to get angry. I might even be just, quote unquote, justified in anger. Hold back. Dainu shekvar nisora em tiva obakas, at a time where my teva tells me it's time to get angry. Vuhubi his gabruso bolim piv. But I find the inner strength ultimately again to assert autonomy and prevent myself from getting angry. So here in this little piece we see the power, the destructive nature of anger is that intellect is put on hold and emotions take over. The root of anger, egocentricity, self-centeredness, selfishness. Therefore, the goal is, when I do get angry, to take back personalistic control as quickly as possible. How do I take back the reins over myself as quickly as possible? That ultimately, again, is the goal. Now, says Ram Chabal, we'll just do one line of this. He says, but there is one other. Amnam, midaso shahil azakin ola al kolela. He says something so beautiful. He says, page Kuf Chav Tes, about five lines down. He says, there is one more level of all of this, and that's the Midah of Hillel. What was the Midah of Hillel? Shekvar lo haya makbid al shum dover. Hillel never got angry. I feel his oru shal kas lo naso. Even, I will say, sometimes, you feel anger bubbling up inside of you when something's happening. You feel it, right? You feel it. It's like acid reflux. It's like emotional reflux, right? You feel it building up in there, right? And it's about Hillel never even had that. Forget about the fact that he never actively externally got angry. He never even allowed his odorous of kas, an awakening of anger inside of him. Zehu vadai hanoki min hakas mikol vakol. I will say, so this is what it means, Nikios. Remember again, this whole chapter is titled the Pratya Nikios. We're talking about how to go ahead and cleanse myself from any vestige of sin, to ultimately, again, rid myself of any little bit. So Hillel, lest you think that this is impossible, Hillel reached this level, right? Hillel was this person, I will say, who didn't even experience the his orerus of kas, not even an awakening of anger. So we'll say, remember again, this goes back to the Gemara Masecha Shabbos. Remember this story where the two individuals made a bet, right? They placed a wager. As one of the guys said, I guarantee you I can get Hillel angry. So remember again, this was the story where he knocks on Hillel's door on Erev Shabbos. He says, right, Hillel po. And he starts asking Hillel all of these inane questions. Hillel's trying to take a shower for Shabbos. Right? The Gemara says he's washing his hair. He's trying to wash his hair for Shabbos, and the guy keeps knocking on his doors. And he asked all of these ridiculous questions, questions that were so inane, so unimportant, and certainly, again, didn't need to be asked on an Erev Shabbos. And yet what? Hillel will not lose his cool. He constantly answers question after question after question until finally the guy loses it with Hillel. He said, Hillel, what's the matter with you? Because of you, I lost 300 zuz, whatever amount of money that he lost. He got angry at Hillel because Hillel didn't get angry. So Hillel says, I forgot the lashon of the Gemara, but it's something to the effect of, Kedai osa ish, it's kedai for this person to go ahead and lose as much money as he lost, right? V'lo yargis Hillel, and Hillel shouldn't get angry. So as I said, obviously what Ramchal, we'll stop with this, but what Ramchal is describing over here, obviously is the highest level. A highest level where ultimately, again, it's not just about simply controlling my anger, but this higher level where ultimately, again, a person is even purging themselves of the midah of kas, that his orus, the awakening of anger, does not even set in. How to reach that level, how we get to that level, Emir Tashem, we'll see tomorrow.